It's 4:44 Central, 5:44 Eastern Time. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. Bowling Green and Warren County are joining a growing list of communities establishing needle exchange programs. In 2015, the Kentucky General Assembly approved a measure allowing local governments to set up the exchanges in response to the state's heroin epidemic. The aim is to prevent the spread of disease such as HIV and hepatitis. Dennis Cheney is director of the Barron River District Health Department, which serves an 8-county region, including Warren County. He says the exchange, which begins Thursday, will allow any drug user to come to the health department and anonymously swap out dirty needles for clean ones.
Syringe exchange programs have been in place in the United States, some parts of the country, for over 20 years. As a result of that, those communities have seen drops in their rates of HIV and hepatitis C.
And these exchanges are set up not to just help drug users, but others who are not. How so?
Oftentimes in our communities, dirty needles may find their way into parks, on the streets, playground. And so as it relates to the overall benefit of our community from that standpoint, we're minimizing the risk of exposure for all of us to the potential risk of a needle stick from a contaminated needle with some sort of bloodborne pathogen, be it HIV virus or Hep B or Hep C.
19 other counties have set up needle exchanges. Have we learned anything from their experiences?
One of the things that we have learned is that really have to be very sensitive to the program being anonymous. And we have to work in collaboration with law enforcement. There's been a couple counties in the Commonwealth where there was, a compromise in that partnership with law enforcement, and word spread within the community that the health department was going to be staked out by law enforcement. And so that community particularly didn't have any participation for about the first month. And so there had to be the element of trust and credibility reestablished within that community.
Law enforcement has expressed some concern about needle exchanges fueling drug use or simply giving it a pass. Is there evidence out there to suggest exchanges lead to increased IV drug use?
There is the potential that folks may be involved in a particular program such as this one and have no intention of changing their behavior. But the fact that they are participating, getting access to clean needles and holding themselves accountable by bringing in their dirty needles is in fact changing a behavior. And so we understand that there are going to be opportunities for folks to have no intent to change their behaviors. And so, in effect, it will be aiding and abetting. But the greater good, looking at the program holistically, is that over long term, we'll see a change.
Besides preventing the spread of disease, talk about the other goal of the exchange, which is to lead addicts to seek testing and treatment.
If the person participating in the program doesn't know their status as it relates to HIV and Hep C, we'll offer testing there on the spot so that they can be responsible. Then the last objective, obviously, is taking advantage of every opportunity to motivate them to get involved in some sort of course of rehab in order that they can change their behavior and get back to the type of life that they either had or the type of life that they would like to have.
We've been speaking with Dennis Cheney, director of the Barron River District Health Department. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.